USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Michigan man, 28-year-old Caleb Franks of Waterford, involved in a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020, was sentenced to 4 years in prison on Thursday. Franks had faced up to life in prison, but his sentence was reduced due to turning state's witness at two other federal trials. The Washington Post is reporting charges are imminent against President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, over tax and gun offenses. Critics suggest he's getting a presidential deal as charges over money laundering and violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, both revealed in the Biden laptop, could lead prosecutors to investigate President Biden's involvement personally. A top Florida state official warned Thursday that firefighters have battled a number of fires caused by electric vehicle batteries waterlogged from Hurricane Ian. Jimmy Petronas, the state's top fire marshal, announced EV batteries that have been waterlogged in the wake of Hurricane Ian are at risk of corrosion, which could lead to unexpected fires. Democrat President Biden in Poughkeepsie, New York, Thursday touts how well his administration is doing for the American people.
Our economy has created 10 million jobs, 668 manufacturing jobs, proof that Made in America is no longer a slogan, it's a reality.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News has a different view.
The Biden administration and progressive Democrats in Washington have waged a war against fossil fuels. Rather than unleashing American oil production, rather than celebrating American roughnecks, they go to communists in Venezuela, or they go to radical Ayatollahs in Iran, hat in hand, in a humiliating display, begging them to produce just a little more oil so they can say that they're doing something about the price at the pump that is hurting so many American families.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. A suspect is in custody after a violent stabbing attack on street performers dressed up like showgirls on the Las Vegas Strip in Nevada. The attack left 2 people deceased and at least 6 others injured Thursday morning near the Wynn Resort. Las Vegas Metro Police charged 32-year-old Yanni Barrios with 2 counts of open murder with a deadly weapon and 6 counts of attempted murder. Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker blamed Democrats Thursday after reports alleged he paid for a woman's 2009 abortion. Walker blamed the story on Democrats and their desperation this election. 46-year-old Cheryl Lynn Williams, a Florida woman, has been charged with second-degree murder in the death of 21-year-old sheriff deputy who was struck by friendly fire while serving a felony arrest warrant for her arrest on drug charges. In all, Williams faces 13 felony charges after Polk County Deputy Sheriff Blaine Lane was killed when she pointed a BB gun at officers that started the shooting. A fairly bland Thursday night football game last night. No touchdowns as Indianapolis beat Denver 12-9 in overtime. USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.